Hello and welcome to a special Business Radio X production, where we feature innovative leaders and difference makers in our communities. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Before we introduce today's guest, please let me remind you to connect with us on social media. You can follow the network Business Radio X and see what all of our studios are up to and all of our hundreds of shows across the network on Twitter at Business Radio X. You can also follow Business Radio X on Facebook and LinkedIn. We love to connect with you there, hear your thoughts and comments. All right. And on the phone here today from Olympia, Washington, we have CEO and founder for So You Want to Write, author coach, Ann McIndoe. How are you today, Ann?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm doing terrific. How about you?
Fantastic. It's a Thursday here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're so happy to be talking with you here today on the line. If you would, tell for our listeners, how are you helping people?
I help professionals, speakers, consultants, trainers, business owners, entrepreneurs, to get that book out of their head, out of their heart, onto paper.
Book writing is often a very big monster to tackle, but I think using your methodology, you can find an easy way to get that book out there. What are some of those first steps you would recommend for someone who's thinking about writing that book?
You know, writing a book is a big deal. And if you do it right, it can be really easy and very fast. And I think the first step is to answer a couple of questions, if I could share those with you.
Absolutely.
All right. So there's four questions. The first question is, why are you writing this book? You know, is it for marketing? Is it a legacy book? Do you want to grow your business? Why? Why are you writing this book? Your why is very important. The second question is, how are you going to use this book? What are you going to do with the book? Are you going to sell it? Are you going to give it away for free? Is it a lead generator? You know, is it a training tool? How are you going to use the book? Question number three, who is your audience? Who's going to not only buy the book, but read the book? And four, where is your audience? How are you going to reach them? And it's important to know the answers to these four questions, because then you have a really great, strong foundation for moving forward.
That is very good advice. Keeping it simple, keeping it focused on those four key elements. You know, some folks say writing a book is the new business card these days, and having a book to support your mission is one way to go about it. Talk to us a little bit about the book writing process. So I've answered these four questions. I'm ready to write that book. How do I sit down and begin all these thoughts onto paper?
Okay, great question. One of the first things I do is I help my authors create what I call a manuscript grid, which is the structure of your book. And, you know, just like planning a vacation, if you're in LA and you're going to go to New York, you're either going to drive, you're going to fly, or you're going to ride a bike, or maybe walk. And so you need to know where you're going, how you're going to get there, and what your stops are. So it's the same thing with a book. You know, one of the first things I do is I ask my author clients to, okay, write down the top 10 things you want to talk about. So let's say it's a book on, you know, personal development. Okay. And so one of the things you want to talk about is building self-esteem, how to build self-confidence, how to speak on stage, how to get over the fear of public speaking. Okay, maybe those are four or five things you want to talk about in your book. So I want you to come up with 10 chunks, 10 big subjects. And so that's the first thing. And then once you have those 10 subjects, okay, let's put them in the order that you want to speak about them. And then let's take subject number one. How about, you know, building self-esteem? Give me 5 to 7 talking points under that first subject. And so you take each subject, which is eventually becomes a chapter, and then under each subject, you come up with 5 to 10 talking points, and there's your content. So now you have the structure of your book. Now you have something to talk about.
No, that's a very sound advice for sure. And I'm sure a lot of listeners out there today are thinking about implementing some of these strategies in their book writing process. So let's say I've followed this podcast, I've read books on how to write a book, and, you know, it's still having trouble. What would be the pain I'm having now to want to pick up the phone and walk and work with you personally?
So because you have this structure, you have your subjects, you have your talking points, and now each talking point, my methodology is not to write the book, but to talk the book. Mm. And so when I work with my clients, I'll say, okay, subject number one, chapter one, building self-esteem. Okay, the first topic is, what is self-esteem? Okay, so tell me, what is self-esteem? Talk to me about self-esteem. What does that mean? How do you get it? Once you have it, what do you do with it? How can you use it? You know, and I just ask lots of questions. And I recommend that for all your topics. You know, if you want to write about something, but you're not quite sure what to write about, ask questions. Ask your clients, ask your peers, your colleagues. Ask it on Facebook. You know, ask your friends and fans. What would you like to know about self-esteem? What have you always wondered about speaking on stage? How do I get speaking gigs? What do I do when I get one? How much should I charge? What questions do you have about speaking? So asking questions is a really great way to get information and input and feedback about content for your book.
That's very good advice as well. So let's say I've put together this book. I've asked all the right questions. I've got everything on paper or on my computer. Now what's the next step? How do I get that book out to the people?
Okay, one of the things you want to talk about or want to know and certainly investigate is publishing. And I like to use the example of shoes. You know, if you're going to go to the beach, well, then you buy a pair of flip-flops at the drugstore for 99 cents. If you're going to go hiking, well, then you might want to go over to Big Five and get some boots. And if you're going to go to a party, well, then maybe for a gal, you might want to go to Nordstrom's and get yourself some sparkly, strappy sandals, right?
That's right.
So it's the same thing with a book. What kind of book do you have? And that's why I always ask at the beginning, and it evolves. Who is your audience? Where is your audience? Because that's going to determine who's going to publish your book. If you have a ebook, or if you have a hardbound book, if you're talking to professionals like lawyers and doctors and dentists, or you're talking to leadership, that determines who you're going to publish with. And one way you can look up publishers is to go on Google and just simply type in self-publishing. And you'll get thousands of publishers.
That's right.
And if it's possible, I'd be delighted to offer my publishing comparison chart. And these are 12 different publishers I personally have worked with over the last 12 years. I've done over 1,250 books now. And so I know my publishers, who works best for what kind of book. So, for instance, if you've written a beautiful inspirational book or a motivational book, Hay House or Balboa Press would be a really great choice. If you've written a leadership book, a financial or real estate or how to make money type of book, a how-to, Motivational Press is my choice. So, again, depending on what kind of book you've written, do your due diligence and find the right publisher. And by all means, read your publishing contract.
Definitely want to read the fine print to your publishing and see how that's going to be distributed and who's getting what from the portions. So we've got the publishing part down. We've got that ready to go. What are some tips out there to get it to market and start letting people know in that particular niche that I want to serve that my book is now the hottest and the greatest go-to book out there and I want people to buy it?
Great question. And, you know, marketing and promoting is really big. And you should start marketing and promoting your book 6 months before it is ready. That's right. 6 months before. I would go on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on all your social media platforms, Pinterest, Instagram, and say, hey, my new book is coming out September 1 or this fall or for Christmas or whenever. My new book on building self-esteem is coming out. Click here to learn more about it. Click here to order a pre-published special. Click here to get on to be notified of when the book is ready. So you want to market and promote it. And because social media, for the most part, is free, you can start promoting your book 6 months before. And I would ask questions. I'm writing a book on self-esteem. What would you like to know about self-esteem? I'm writing a book on blah, blah, blah. What questions have you ever had about blah, blah, blah? You know?
Yeah.
What kind of challenges have you ever had with blah, blah, blah? And this way people start engaging and people feel like they're part of the book. And just like screenwriters and movie people offer maybe a character named after you for submitting an idea or something, an author can offer acknowledgement. You know, in my book that's coming out this spring, I am offering all my authors, send me your book cover, send me your link and all this stuff. And I'm acknowledging as many of my authors as who submit their cover in my book and on my website. So when you get people engaged, remember WIIFM, you know, what's in it for me? When you get people engaged and get them in your tribe, and then you're going to get a lot of really great response. And, you know, on a lot of the social media platforms, you can boost or pay to have your content promoted. It's worth it if you do it right and you do it to the right demographic. So it's critical that you know who your audience is and where your audience is.
That's excellent advice. Once again, from Anne McIndoe. She's with So You Want to Write. She's helped over 1,250 books get produced for her clients. She is the author's coach for speakers, coaches, CEOs, entrepreneurs interested in writing a book and getting it to market. I would like to turn the conversation here a little bit to you and the business side for you. You've helped so many people now, and you're obviously very accomplished in this arena. But how are you actively out there getting new business? Is it through referrals, or is the phone just ringing off the hook for you?
Well, many of my clients do come by referral. I also have an amazing website that tells you all about whether you want a book or if you already have a book. I've been turning my books into movies in Hollywood. I have 9 books in production right now. As you may know, 5 of last year's 8 Oscar nominees were books based on authors just like us, normal people. And so books are a big resource now for making movies. So I help people create their synopsis. And you can find me at www.soyouwanttowrite.com, or you can email me at ann@soyouwanttowrite.com. I also have my blog, which shows many of my books, at annmcindoe.com.
That's fantastic. And you know, storytelling is at the heart of everything we do, whether it be telling stories around the kitchen table or in the water cooler or writing them in a book, so you can help others kind of feel and immerse themselves into whatever expert area of knowledge you have. I have to ask you, Anne, before we get out, what are you reading these days? What's on your nightstand?
Well, most recently I've been writing a lot of memoirs and legacy books, because as you said, storytelling is big and lots of stories out there are just phenomenal. I just interviewed a woman who was a Holocaust survivor, and it was an amazing story. So I'm preparing her synopsis for submitting that to Hollywood. But as far as what I'm reading, I love to read stories. I love Patterson. I love Stephen King. I love anybody who makes me turn that page and, you know, hold the blankets over my head. So I like to read novels at night.
Very good. So, but you're reading all day long, reading your clients' work and helping them get their manuscript and their published work out there for everyone to enjoy. And then you're reading at night to satisfy your own curiosity and for your own enjoyment. And, you know, they say those who are most successful in life are voracious readers. And so the more you read, the more you know, and the more you can do, for sure. So so once again, Anne, please remind our listeners, what's the best way to contact you? Hello? Looks like we have lost Anne on the line. So today's episode has been brought to you by Business Radio X and Radio in My Booth. Would you like to have live radio at your next trade show, conference, or expo? You can with Radio in My Booth and RadioInMyBooth.com, engaging a target audience on location. Thank you so much for joining us here today on a Business Radio X special production. We'll see you next time on Business Radio X.